This is April the 1st, April Fool's Day, the day I consider the atheist holiday.
Beginning at verse 17 of Matthew chapter 26 is the story of what we call the Last Supper. It was on the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "What do you want us to prepare for the Passover?" And Jesus gave him directions, and they did as he instructed. And when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, "One of you shall betray me." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Some things in life are too beautiful to be forgotten. There's also can be some things in death that we should never forget. Hence, we have a Memorial Day to recall the sacrifice of soldiers for the preservation of freedom of their country. Freedom is not an heirloom, but a life. Once you receive it, it does not continue to exist without effort. A life must be nourished, defended, and preserved. So it is with freedom must be purchased in each generation. Soldiers were never born to die. Death on the battlefield was an interruption to their lives. But unlike others, our Lord came into the world to die. When he was still an infant, the old man Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts might be revealed." Since Jesus came to die, it was fitting that there would be a memorial of his death. And since he was God as well as man, should he not himself institute the precise memorial of his own death and not leave it to chance of men? It was God who established the first covenant and sealed it with blood. Therefore, it's only fitting that God himself would make the New Testament and seal it with his own blood. And that's exactly what he did the night of the Last Supper. Our Lord's Memorial Day was not instituted by soldiers who foresaw their deaths, but his memorial was instituted, and this is important, not because he would die like a soldier and be buried, but because he would die, be buried, and live again after the resurrection. His memorial would be a fulfillment of the law and the prophets. It would be one in which there would be a lamb sacrificed, not to commemorate political freedom, but spiritual freedom. And above all, it would be a memorial of a new covenant. When the children of Israel was in bondage in Egypt, God showed his power and his love to Israel by delivering them. Moses received instructions for a new ritual. God went even further to prompt the release of his people by smiting the firstborn in every Egyptian home. The Israelites were to save themselves by offering a lamb, dipping the blood and marking their doorposts with the blood. The angel of God, seeing the blood, would pass over. The lamb, therefore, was the Passover lamb, which secured their safety. God then ordered that it should continue year after year. The New Testament with Israel was meant to be perfected through a more complete revelation on the part of God, the new covenant which would include all nations. The Last Supper and the crucifixion took place during the Passover, when the Son of God mediated a new covenant. As the old covenant was mediated through Moses, and Moses ratified the old covenant with the blood of animals, so Christ now ratified the new covenant with his own blood. He told his disciples, "This is my blood of the New Testament." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.